I want to thank Jeff Harmon for filling in for me yesterday. Sherry and I had the opportunity of making a quick trip this weekend to Columbus, Ohio, and spend that weekend with our daughter there. And we actually celebrated Christmas. Rochelle was supposed to come be with us during the Christmas season, but because of COVID and all of the bad weather that we had at the end of the year last year, she was not able to make it. And so we just had a wonderful time, got involved with a really neat church on Sunday morning, even though there was about 4 inches of snow on the ground. And people in Columbus, they probably aren't as used to driving in that amount of snow like we are here in New York and Pennsylvania. But great, great time that we had, and just a wonderful time of fellowship. And appreciate the fact that we could get back in time for all of the things that are happening at Family Life. I am so sorry that I didn't have the opportunity of visiting the singles conference over the weekend. I have just heard from so many people what a blessing it was for everyone who attended. Sherry Ann just did an amazing job, as Jeff reported yesterday, and our team just worked well together in light of the fact that Bob Dusick, our worship and music director, wasn't able to attend because of his accident. And continue to pray for Bob as he recovers. I know there's a lot of soreness in his body right now. But what a great weekend it was. And, you know, this is just one of the many things that the Lord has allowed Family Life to do, as we try and reach as many people as possible with the message of hope that is found in Jesus Christ, whether that be through radio or performing arts, through one of the many events that happen throughout the year, or the Biblical Counseling Department. Everything that we seek to do here at Family Life is to bring glory to God and to share that message of hope. Boy, we live in a world where hope is so desperately lacking, and the message of hope is Jesus. And that's what we want to communicate in everything that happens at Family Life. And once again, I want to thank you for helping to make that possible with your prayers and your financial contributions. Thanks so much for joining me today. And again, thanks for your partnership with us at listener-supported Family Life.